You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This week on Blitz Bills, we're talking about offensive line improvement. Plus, who would you rather have on the Bills, Antonio Brown or Le'Veon Bell? All this, plus a chat with our barkeep, so sit back and crack a cold one. It's time to get blitzed. Welcome to Blitz Bills, where we talk Bills and rate popular drinks at the same time. What an awesome way to end the season by stomping on the imploding Dolphins 42-17 in Kyle Williams' last NFL game. And even though the Bills didn't make the playoffs, things are looking up for next year.
Oh, yeah. You got a pivot that works. Everything else falls from there. Get an O-line going and then maybe receiver two and you're flying.
Coach, this is just my bit. I wish you wouldn't talk.
Oh!
Now, let's introduce our hosts.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups, the coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
Clipboard guy.
Insurmountable odds, which they don't overcome.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing.
For those of you who haven't heard our national show, Blitzed NFL, the coach, Rookie, and I discuss four different topics and review a drink prepared for us by our bartender, the Blitzed Barkeep, who's a massive Bills fan. Unfortunately, Rookie ate dinner at Chipotle last night and can't make it, so let's welcome in his replacement, the Clipboard!
Woo!
Hey, everyone!
Welcome!
Thank you very much.
To have you!
Thank you, excited to be here.
This is the first time you've held a microphone. This is weird.
It really is. How am I doing so far?
Awful.
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. Way to start. All right.
Say something funny.
That always works.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And tonight,
I'm just here for the drinks.
Yeah. We're drinking the Colt Stampede. So let's get our barkeep on the line and talk about it.
First down.
Barkeep, great drink choice again this week. Now, tell us what's in it.
So this week, it was actually an interesting mix. It's whiskey, Jameson, but you can put in pretty much what you want to put in there. Jameson is kind of the choice that I wanted to put in there. I like the taste of Jameson. It's got hypnotic. And then it's got blue curacao. And then you have blueberry with a fine sugar coating that you can sprinkle on the blueberries. Ooh. So I thought it was interesting because it has the Colt Stampede cocktail. I mean, the Bills are not in the playoffs again. You know, we're kind of used to that at this point. It's been 18 out of 19 years.
Consistent.
You know, but we can dull the pain with a Colt Stampede cocktail. So,
oh, I like it.
But, you know, I picked it for a couple reasons. You know, I chose hypnotic because it kind of sounds like hypnotize. And when you watch Andrew Luck, you kind of fall in love with how smooth he is. And so the hypnotic is really kind of a smooth, mango-y, tropical kind of drink. Then you have the blue curacao, which is like an orangish tropical drink as well that mixes well with hypnotic. And then you have the whiskey. And the whiskey sort of kind of blocks the other two from really overtaking the drink of being too sweet. Mm-hmm. And that's really kind of like the offensive line from the Colts this year. They did a phenomenal job.
Nice.
They only give up 18 sacks this year.
All right, guys. Well, let's try it. Let's see how it goes.
All right.
I like the color.
Because when you think of those tropical flavors, the first place that comes to mind is generally Indianapolis.
You know, those waves crashing in the middle of Indianapolis. Get your towels out.
Probably a lot of greenhouses in Indianapolis.
Right.
Beaches,
something like that. All right. So, guys, what do you think?
Absolutely. Those palm trees.
Mm-hmm.
So, I will say that we did have a sip, and Stats was smart enough. I'll use that word.
What?
Yeah. Smart enough.
Jesus.
To add more whiskey.
You are drunk.
We added another lineman to this drink. It was a
you
bit.
Added a line.
Yeah, we added
a
lineman.
Here's the thing. With this drink, That's the good thing about this drink. If you like your drinks a little bit sweeter, you can pull back a little bit on the whiskey.
Yeah.
If you like it to be a little bit less sweet, you can add a little bit more whiskey. And yeah. I know you guys like your whiskey with the bitters and things like that. Don't add bitters to this, but you can add a little bit more of the whiskey to it to pull back from the sweetness from it. Or instead of adding that super fine sugar onto the blueberries, just don't add the sugar to it.
Okay, guys, give it a rating out of 10.
Out of 10. With extra whiskey, with an overloaded line like that?
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Okay. Steve, what do you got?
I was at an 8. I think it's delicious. I just keep going here.
I know.
Loving it.
It's going down well.
Okay, so let's talk Bills. So great finish to the end of the season. You killed the Dolphins 42-17. So what jumped out for you in that win?
Well, the first thing that jumps out to you, or me, I should say, for any NFL fan, is the offensive player of the week, Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. You have to go with the 5 touchdowns. He had 224 yards passing. He stayed in the pocket a little bit more. He had over 90 yards rushing again. But it wasn't that it was a necessity for him to rush. Mm-hmm. I felt like in this game, he relied a little bit more on his teammates as opposed to running for his life. In the first game, he was kind of running for his life a little bit more, where he was getting attacked from the defensive line. He had to make the plays. He had to do those sorts of things. This game, he was really staying more in the pocket. He was delivering his passes more so to where his receivers could make the plays. I felt like he grew up into a quarterback, and he just kind of owned that game. And he took his doubters and kind of just said, you know what, screw you guys. I deserve to be here.
So, I mean, the season didn't turn out, obviously, as well as some fans had hoped. But what was the thing that made you want to drink the most this year watching the Bills?
Nate Peterman?
That's an easy. That's low hanging fruit.
You're talking about future Raiders legend, Nate Peterman. You watch your mouth, sir.
He's a Raiders Super Bowl 2020. I mean, if you can say that, but if we're going to go a season retrospective, you can actually put it into three sort of seasons for the Bills. You had the very beginning of the season when the Bills made the mistake of not bringing on that veteran presence, and they had to roll with Nathan Peterman to start the season. Then they decided, oops, no, that was not a good idea. We have to throw Josh Allen in there. Josh Allen was clearly the better choice. However, he was clearly not ready at that point. We didn't have wide receivers who could separate. We didn't have offensive linemen who could protect him. He was running for his life, and he definitely was put into a position that he really shouldn't have been in at that moment in time. That's where we needed that veteran presence to come in, and we signed Derek Anderson. So we go on to the second part of what I call our three-part season. Now Derek Anderson comes in, and he gets himself concussed. Josh Allen has to come back in again, and he grows up a little bit more, and then he gets hurt. In comes season savior Matt Barkley. He comes in, he wins that game, and then you have Josh Allen come back from his injury, and then you have the third part of the season. I think that when Josh Allen came back and he had that timeout when he was injured, I think that's what he needed the most this season. He became a quarterback from the sidelines, and he watched. Derek Anderson was in his ear. He watched the videos. He watched the tapes. He went back. He studied. But he was able to watch the game from the sidelines and see it instead of being on the field and have it come at him at 10,000 miles an hour. He was able to manufacture it. He was able to see it. He was able to learn it. When he came back in, he was a different quarterback. He's still learning a lot. He still has a ways to go. He's not going to be a polished product. He's probably not going to be a polished product next year. But we're going to surround him with talent. We have 10 draft picks. We have over $90 million in cap space. And we have a lot that we're going to give him next year. And on top of that, he has an entire offseason to continue learning. What better way to go into the offseason than the game that he just produced against the Dolphins? That you can't ask for anything better than what we're going to be going into. So I really see our season as a three-part season. And the best thing that ever could have happened to him was him getting hurt and having to sit out to watch and learn from the sideline. I'm actually here to listen to you guys. That's a bartender's job.
Oh, God.
Wow. So I'm here to actually hear what you guys think. So what do you think about the Bills season? That's my job as a bartender. What do you think?
Oh, here we go.
He's
throwing it back.
But here's the trouble. Like, the coach is not going to talk about the Seahawks and pretend it's the Bills. So just forget it. Let's just move on.
Yeah, our O-line really improved this year. And they really kicked it in gear.
And you're not allowed to use, you're not allowed to use my answer of what went wrong. You cannot say Nate Peterman. There's well, no cheating on this test.
Well, to be fair, we were going to say special teams. I mean, that was an absolute disaster for you guys this year. And so we need to improve that. But we're going to talk a little bit more about later on the show about the run attack and how effective the offensive line was. Certainly there's room for improvement there. And cutting loose the offensive line coach was a big change for the team. So we're optimistic about where the team's going, but you know there are improvements to be made.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about what we saw this year was this is a team that is well coached, that believes in what they're doing, and has a shit ton of money to spend next year, as well as some good draft capital. You know, I think personally that the sky's the limit moving forward.
Well, you said that fans were disappointed in our season. No fan is going to be happy with 6-10, and no fan is going to be happy when your team gets shellacked 43-3, whatever it was at the beginning of the year. However, when you're expected to go 1-15, 2-14, and your team turns around and plays their butts off for a coach and goes out and pulls out a 6-10 season when we very well could have won another game in Miami and had a last-minute loss to the Jets, we easily could have gone 8-8 with a roster that was easily considered the least talented in the NFL.
Okay, we'll get you out of here on this, Barkeep. The Bills have, as you said, close to $90 million in cap room next season. So how would you spend it?
$90 million.
Can I spend it on alcohol?
Absolutely.
So it's going to really depend. We have to look at our free agency and who's out there and who's going to be worth it. I don't want to overspend just because we have $90 million. Mm-hmm. I hope that we do it smartly. We need offensive linemen. We need wide receivers. We need to get younger at the running back position. We definitely need to get some another linebacker. We need to get a second cornerback. Like you said before, we have holes across the team at this point. Fortunately, the draft is deep in several positions that we do need. Offensive line is going to be a good position in the draft. Linebacker seems to be pretty good. I would love to take that kid from LSU, Greedy Williams, but he's not going to last until our 9th pick. It's really going to depend. For the $90 million, I really hope that we can secure a couple veteran wide receivers. Offensive line is our number one. Yeah. Got to protect our quarterback. Yeah.
That's the Blitz Barkeep. Thanks, dude, for coming onto the show and talking Bills. If you'd like the recipe for the Colts Stampede and what we'll drink on our next show, just visit blitznfl.com and check out the Blitz Barkeep's blog, which is called Coach
Behind the Sticks.
See, I told you.
Yes,
Coach, we have faith.
Is it on your hand?
It's on my hand.
Is it on his hand? Did he write it?
It's on both hands.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because
it's on both hands. Well, he had to write behind and then sticks.
Yeah, he looks at one hand, it isn't there, and he freaks out. And yeah. So he writes it on both hands now. Anyhow, Barkeep, thanks
for
joining us.
That's because he had to wipe his sweat off his brow, so it got smudged.
It's true.
There is that.
It looks like the drink.
Anyhow, thanks for joining us, dude.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Enjoy Wild Card Weekend.
Go Bills.
Second down.
In a year where they averaged only 4.2 yards per rush and quarterbacks were sacked on 7.5% of dropbacks, the Bills have fired offensive line coach Juan Castillo. So what movie would you say is most like the Bills' offensive line this year? Who wants this?
I absolutely.
Coach?
Absolutely don't. I mean, do.
Oh, perfect.
Do-ish.
Ring it.
Do-ish want this. So this is a movie. I don't forget when it came. It came out a while ago. So this is a movie about superheroes. Right?
Good.
Right? So although the best line from this movie is, these are a bunch of individuals who actually aren't good enough to be superheroes.
Oh, I love this.
Right?
Yes.
Mystery men.
Yes.
Wow.
Right?
Great
this is
movie.
This is their line. Right? This is a bunch of guys who think they can do it, but they really can't.
I'm going to bring this up again. It's $150 a piece. We each chip in. My cousin knows this guy who knows a publicist.
What are we going to publicize, Roy? The fact that we get our butts kicked a lot?
Wow.
So here, I got to know. So you had Incognito left and Eric Wood left. So I think it doesn't totally follow the plot, but like Mr. Furious was Richie Incognito. Come on, isn't he that guy?
He's Mr. Furious,
right? He's Mr. Furious. Right, the guy's a nut job, right? But you got guys there that really like they didn't even gel that well. And if you watch the movie, for the most part, they're just fighting the whole time amongst themselves, right? I mean, they luckily make it at the end, which doesn't follow the Bills season. But as an O-line, you've got guys that really aren't that good, ratings-wise from Pro Football Focus, they're just terrible. And then they just didn't even gel for the same part. So this is just like, This is the mystery man of offensive lines in the NFL.
You threw a spoon at the guy, Jeff.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Frightfully embarrassed about that. I thought it was a fork. You're the master of cutlery. You can't throw a knife sometimes.
No, I...
Coach.
I'm impressed.
All right.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
All right.
That was okay.
Appreciate that.
Like a simple analogy, but still very, very clever
but
for
you. I can
because you've never seen a movie.
I can nail simple.
Good Have you seen
you.
That
yes,
movie?
You,
or?
You are. Yes.
That's my bailiwick.
I love it. All right, clipboard. What do you got?
All right.
Clipboard.
So the movie I've got is about a group of individuals that have to band together to overcome insurmountable odds, which
Ooh.
In the end they don't overcome. But the movie I'm talking about is 300.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
So you've okay. got 300 guys,
yeah.
300 Spartans, you know, physically fit men.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That have to take on
Bread for
hundreds
that.
Of thousands of Persians.
Yes.
Okay. Tough.
Long odds.
Right?
Long
all
odds.
Those long odds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Long odds.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
But they put up a fight.
Yes.
Right?
Spartans! What is your profession?
You see, old friend, I brought more soldiers than you did.
In the end, Gerard Butler dies.
Of yeah. course.
So
yeah.
out he goes. And in the sequel... They bring in a new guy. I don't know. I've never seen the sequel. But
what's the sequel? Like 301?
Yeah, they do. It is. That's right.
Wait, really?
It is. Yeah, I think it's called 301.
Here they come again.
I think it is. Yeah.
But we got one extra guy.
I haven't seen it, but they come back.
But Achilles is an extra guy,
right?
So we're okay. And yeah.
I love it. So that's,
wow.
yeah. My take.
I think
I like
that's pretty
that.
Good.
That's not bad.
Do you know what I liked most about that take? The
no.
brevity.
This is Sparta!
The brevity.
Right? Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Generally, the rookie goes
compared
on
to
for
rookie?
10 minutes
so,
about trying to prove a point. Do you know what? You just seized it and went with it. You're done.
With rookie, I take a pee break during his takes.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, guys, I've got a take here. In 2017, the Bills were coming off a pretty lousy year with their offensive line. They were the middle of the pack with regards to yards per rush, but were almost the worst in the NFL giving up sacks. So going into 2018, you'd have to be smoking something to think that the Bills, now minus Incognito, Glenn, and Wood
yeah.
and they also, the Bills, they spent the least on their offensive line in the NFL. Were they actually going to improve in 2018? Like 2018, they spent $13 million on their offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Worst in the NFL. You have to think that this isn't going to turn out well for them. So my
Jesus.
Movie's Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Great movie.
But this doesn't have so much to do with the plot of the movie as it does with Hollywood's expectations for this movie. As you know, the movie starred two guys, Cal Penn and John Cho, who like no one had ever heard of before. Kind of like offensive linemen.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of name is that anyhow, huh? Kumar. What is that, like five O's or... Two U's?
No, it's actually one U.
Yeah, bullshit.
Mm-hmm. And it cost almost nothing to make. Just $9 million, which is just $4 million
yeah.
less than the Bills spent on their entire offensive line this year. But guess what? Just like Harold and Kumar, the Bills defied expectations, and the O-line this year actually played better than last year.
Must have been great coaching.
They weren't spectacular, but then again, neither were Harold and Kumar.
Yeah.
But the Bills did improve in yards per rush. They went from 4.1 to 4.2 yards per rush, and their sack percentage dropped from 8.5% to 7.5%.
But was that Josh Allen?
Making
up the difference in the percent in the yards
good
per
question.
Rush.
Efforting. So all I'm saying,
fair enough.
All I'm saying is that did Juan Castillo really have to be fired? I mean, I don't know. Like maybe he was a jerk. Who knows? But I mean, like the thing is that the numbers from 2017 to 2018 actually improved
yeah.
behind a line that was the
yeah.
cheapest in the NFL.
Well,
so here's what I have for you,
okay.
Coach.
Fuck.
Smoke on that.
The numbers are fine. I think Allen's an interesting one, but it's interesting about Castillo because McDermott and Castillo have been around for like decades together.
Of course.
Right? So they know each other well. So I think that would have been a crappy firing for McDermott.
Yes.
Or he saw something because I know Castillo's coached both O and D, right? So I don't know where he really sits there, but it would have been a tough firing because I don't think it was necessarily him. I think he had a crap
yeah.
line to begin with, and improving on what was last year, that's actually pretty impressive. So. I don't know. It's obviously a tough call, and maybe you do it because you feel like your owner's like, fuck, this is awful. This has to work.
Right? How would you like to sit down with your review with your supervisor? And he's like, okay, we're looking at your KPIs now, and yeah. you've gone up from last year. We're going to have to let you go.
I know.
That's what's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's brutal.
The team went out, gave a lot of heart, a lot of compete, and still gone.
Thank you. Come again.
Third down.
The Bills are arguably responsible for the head coaching vacancy in Miami. Let's be honest.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
And the Jets are also looking for a new head coach. The Dolphins are 21st in CBS's sports power rankings, while the Jets are 31st. I want to ask you, which job as head coach looks more appealing to you?
Jets.
Oh, God.
Whoa. Clipboard.
Just
Jets.
In. Just in. Just boom.
Jets like that. Yeah. Bang.
Love it.
Go on.
Just like that.
Let's have it.
I just think that Miami's just in an awful position. I don't like the direction that team is going. I think the Bills have, or sorry, the Jets have a nice QB there, you know, in the wings.
Sure.
I think he's got, you know, next year will be another growing year for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think their future looks a lot brighter than Miami. It just seems to be recycled over and over and over again.
Hmm. Coach, what do you got?
I think they should fold that whole division.
Yeah, I agree.
Like the whole division should just fold.
I can only hope.
And just move the Bills.
Wait, is that an option?
Yeah.
Is that an option? Okay, I take mine back. Yeah. I take mine back. I like coach's option.
Screw rid of it.
Yeah,
it's
I
just,
love it.
It's just favor the Patriots.
Talking about contraction.
Yeah.
So get rid of the Jets and get rid of the Dolphins.
At least.
Brady and all, whole division.
That'd be a good, well, you could do the whole division, but at least those two. Like, come on. Like, there's just, those are hopeless franchises. And I'm sorry if there's Jets and Dolphins fans listening. I'm sure there are.
There are none.
Okay, there's none. No one likes them, right?
No.
Yeah. No, I have no good feelings about either of those teams. Sam Darnold, okay, maybe he's got some hope. I don't know. But I think of Miami, like, what is there?
Nothing.
You know, you got this physical freak as a quarterback, but he can't be a quarterback, right? Make him a tight end or something. Like, there's just there's nothing to pin your hopes on with either of those teams. I just don't feel it. I'm like, the Patriots are going to have another wonderful season next year.
Yeah.
No matter who's a quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, really. I mean, you got the Bills and they're surging, of course, but I mean, it's just like those two teams, Jets and Dolphins, I got nothing.
Exactly.
I really don't.
It almost feels like that's where quarterbacks go to die.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like they're the Browns, the new Browns.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
It's just like, oh my God, do you really want to go there? I mean, like Tampa Bay, like there's a bunch of teams like I don't have anything that I can pin my hopes on for those teams.
Yeah.
It's just sad.
Wow. So neither.
Neither.
Folded.
Wow. Neither, neither.
You instead, so you're sitting in negotiations with Woody Johnson and whoever the fuck owns the Dolphins, who cares? And they're like, we would like to offer you the position of head coach of this team.
Wow.
And you said, I actually recommend that we close this franchise
down.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sell the pieces.
Yeah. Break it apart.
Yeah, just sell the pieces,
baby.
I like
it. You know what this movie is? This is Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
That's what this is. Yeah, I buy companies and I break them apart.
Break them apart.
And I sell off the pieces.
What I do.
Oh, I like
it. Yeah, let's do it.
That's perfect.
Looks like Richard Gere a little bit, hey?
So good.
Fourth down.
Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell may both be looking for new teams this offseason. Which one would you want on the Bills?
Need-wise?
Coach?
I'd go with Bell.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to get
$28 million a year.
Well,
you would like Le'Veon Bell.
I was just gonna say, I'm not. If you can get rid of the prima donna stuff, and you can get rid of that, and get rid of the numbers.
Oh,
just,
so a lobotomy and
lobotomy good. And
get a new agent.
Yeah, new agent that doesn't care about money, just cares about feelings.
You're the agent.
Yeah,
and
so
you give him a lobotomy.
Yeah, so the feelings like agent.
Nice.
Yeah, no, but you look at need, and I mean. They need a running game. They've got running backs that are both like 50 or 60, and, you know, ish. Okay, double their age. Combine their ages, they're about 60, though.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But, no, I think that's the kind of guy, and the issue is with an O-line, because Bell needs an O-line that blocks in the proper way. That's my only caveat with this. Like, he needs a real good outside run zone blocking line, and that's a whole other pickle that we can talk about. But team wise, they need someone to help Allen not have to take the load.
Nice,
agreed.
Right? So he can evolve. Right. So there's other things to work on that. But Bell's a phenomenal guy, both checkdowns and you know swing passes and all that other stuff to running back. He's someone who can really help Allen evolve as a quarterback.
Wow. Clipboard, what do you got?
You know, I'm going to agree with Coach on this, and
woo!
I'm going to add to it, though.
Rookie never has.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, never
weird.
Has.
How do you feel about that?
It's trying to get wonderful. Back.
No, I've got a completely agree with what Coach said there. And to add to it is Bell is just electrifying. He is so fun to watch, and just what he would bring to that team for the fans, give them a chance to watch this guy, the way he plays week in, week out. Like there's no one else like him in the league.
No.
There really isn't. There really isn't. No one runs like him. He's incredible.
I think you're both fucking high. And here's why. Is that
okay?
Here's the thing.
All right,
LeSean McCoy, I mean, he's getting up there, but he's not a senior citizen, okay? This is a guy that can this guy can move the rock. The Bills' offensive line is putrid. Okay?
Putrid's a good word.
And it needs a ton of work.
Yep.
And to your point, Coach, Le'Veon is a guy that needs an offensive line that is working in sync for him to pick and choose his spots.
Yep.
Checkdowns? Fucking McCoy can catch a pass, okay? What you want is you want a bona fide number one guy as a wide receiver that can stretch the field or can actually fit in the slot, can move around.
Sure.
Like, I mean, and Antonio is the guy that does that. So you want a guy like Josh Allen to start completing better pass, like get his completion percentage up. This is a guy that's going to do it for you. I mean, this guy makes illogical catches, and he doesn't necessarily need a solid running game in order for him to get open and start to push defense. So I think that Antonio's the guy going forward, and you guys are smoking something.
Wow.
You're wrong.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
You're entitled to your opinion, and I'm probably going to cut that out.
Yeah.
Antonio's got the big contract, and he's still got the prima donna going on. So.
I wonder, though, because, I mean, how much does an undersized but great receiver like Antonio Brown need chemistry with a quarterback? That is my question, and I don't have the answer to it, but he's the kind of guy, like, and I'll go a homer here, but I'll go Baldwin as a receiver for the Seahawks. Like, Baldwin is not a physical freak, but he's a guy with great chemistry. He knows how to get open for his quarterback. Is Brown the same guy? I don't know. For me, Bell's just the kind of guy that you put him in, and he's just an athlete to go and do that.
Yeah.
Is Brown that guy? I don't know. Julio Jones? For me, the guy like Julio Jones is the guy that can play on any team and make a difference, right? Because he's just a physical phenom. But Brown is just a really smart player, right? He's not like 6'4" and runs a 4.3 or something like that, right? He's just a really great route runner. So I don't know.
He brings a lot of drama with him, though.
Why don't we?
Whereas Bell does as well, but his is contract related, you know.
Brown's
is all on field stuff. So that's the.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Huh. So we're going to end this segment with I don't know.
Well, we don't know shit.
No, I know. I said Bell. Bell.
Let's do it on Madden, and we'll just replace these players and just run seasons through.
I like that.
Just 10, like at least 10. We'll do the places.
Stay tuned, Bills Mafia. Yeah. We'll get back to you soon. That wraps up this episode of Blitz Bills. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to hear our national show, Blitzed NFL, just visit blitzednfl.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts. And thanks again to the Blitz Barkeep for another awesome drink, the Colt Stampede.
Boom.
Again, what did you guys give it out of 10?
4.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Wait, what?
What?
What? No.
So this just in, the Colt Stampede does affect memory.
Yeah. He's 3 in. He's 3 in now.
It was a good drink. Just add more whiskey.
Perfect.
Just add more whiskey.
So before we wrap up, sum up. How both of you guys feel about the Bills going into the offseason.
I'm excited. Like when we talked about this season earlier on, we talked about the Browns, how excited they were. You know, how exciting they were as the potential, right? The Bills will be that team next year, I think.
Yeah.
You know, they've got Josh Allen, they've got a great defense. I mean, they got a similar formula to the Browns, but they've got a quarterback they know they can fall behind. Just get an O-line going, get a receiver as you suggested. See where they go. I'm excited.
Wow.
I'm excited for the Bills.
Clipboard?
Yeah. No, I'm excited as well. I mean, I agree. They got to deal with that O-line. But, they look good. They're an exciting team. They've got Josh Allen there. He's looking good. It's just, we'll see what they bring.
Shout out to Clipboard for subbing in tonight for rookie.
It's not easy talking to us.
It's really not.
Yeah. No, I agree.
They're glaring at me the whole time.
It's unbelievable. It's like, really? You're really going to fucking say that?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Dumbass.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We'll do that. We'll do that in our post-op.
Yeah.
Which is totally fine. Anyways, thanks for joining us again on Blitz Bills. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work.
Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.